Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I wanted to talk about the language talent myth. And this is something that I feel a lot of people are held back by, is they see other people showing their language skills, presume that they themselves can't do anything like that, and essentially give up. And this has definitely happened to me a lot, even in my years as a successful language learner. And it's just a natural tendency that we would compare ourselves to others. I think especially if you watch videos online on the likes of YouTube or TikTok, you'll see a lot of people demonstrating their language skills. And even I can see these videos, see these polyglots without an accent, and I can get jealous and I can think, oh man, I wish my language skills were that good. Like, that can set you back a bit because you look at where you are and you feel, I don't know if I'll ever get to that kind of a place, I may as well give up. Part of it is a little bit of dishonesty in these videos, because you can record hours and hours of footage and then you can find that one little moment when somebody was impressed with your skills and then title your video, white guy explodes the minds of locals or something like that. And some of it is knowing things that you may not be aware of, like maybe this person grew up speaking that language, so their context is different to yours. Or maybe they speak a very similar language and that's why they learned that language very quickly. So there's lots of stuff that you're just not aware of. And I think it's very important to set that person's story aside and focus on what you can do and where you are. In my situation, obviously I've written books about learning languages and I've lots of successful videos, but I still consider myself someone who does not have a natural talent for languages. Because I come from a background of engineering, I might be a little bit good at mathematics, that kind of thing. But with languages, I have to put in a lot of work. I have to study for many, many hours every single day and get so much practice and then finally reach the stage where I can communicate. But I still absolutely have an accent in all of my languages. And I just accept that because for me, a language is a tool. It's a means to an end to be able to communicate with people. And I accept that there are certain limitations, that I'm not going to have a perfect accent or whatever, because I'm not living in these countries long enough to do what some other people are doing. And the only important comparison you ever need to make is between where you are now and where you were before. You only need to be better than you from yesterday. And that's why I like to think of the goal of, I just need to suck a little less every day. And language talent is irrelevant because I can't change that. So it doesn't matter whether it exists or not. I don't really know, because I think some people might exaggerate their skills, or some people have certain things that wouldn't necessarily be a language talent or some inherent genetic advantage, but some other advantage. So I don't really think that matters, because I can't change any of that in my life. So what can I change? I can change how much I practice, I can change how I interact with the world, and I can put a little bit of work in every day and decide that maybe eventually I will get to a stage where I can be proud of my language skills. But for now, I just need to work on gradual improvement. Other people's stories are not your stories. Idealized, edited videos that may discourage you are not something that you need to take into account. I feel bad when sometimes this might happen on some of my videos, like my very first video for Indonesian that I uploaded when I was a month into learning the language. I was reading a script. I had prepared the script. I said this in the video, but I was reading it aloud and I have a few comments from Indonesians thinking, man, I'll never get my English to the level this guy has. And I've been learning it for decades and he's only been doing it for a month. And I do feel bad, but that's kind of part of the unfortunate aspect of seeing snapshots of other people's progress. And this is why whenever I run coaching communities, I always like to tell people to not only share their successes, but also their challenges. Because when you see other people struggling, this helps you relate to them. And it makes you feel better that they are human, you are human, we can all struggle in this kind of project. And I think that's one of the problems with seeing idealized segments of other people's stories is if you only see those successes, it can feel like in comparison, your life is just failure after failure. But that's not true because that other person may not be showing you the full story. And it's why I've tried with my videos to do both sides of things. So I'll have the scripted videos, but I'll also have the spontaneous conversations where people can truly see that I'm struggling and hesitating a lot and forgetting simple vocabulary and so on. And I think that full picture helps other people to feel a little bit more motivated. So always remember that if there's somebody in your life or somebody you see online who seems to be absolutely blowing you out of the water in terms of progress, you are only seeing a small snapshot of their life. And that's not how things really are. And I guarantee you, if you were able to reframe your language story into very well-edited specific snapshots, other people would feel they could never do what you're doing. And that's the trick about sharing stories is we all put many hours into these projects, but if you're only seeing a very well-edited segment of that, then you're not seeing the full story. So this is why I feel like as I've come across people who have this incredible talent, I like to remind myself, maybe there's more to it than that. I'm not seeing their full story. So rather than thinking of it as a means for me to feel bad about my progress, I can just remind myself that maybe there are parts what they struggle with that I don't necessarily as much. And there are ways that we can work through these things. But comparing yourself to others with very limited information is not the way to do that. So I'm truly not a fan of deciding this person has a language talent and this person doesn't, because that's discouraging and that's not useful for me. So always keep that in mind. And I say this as I literally was scrolling the likes of TikTok and I saw another guy learning Indonesian and his Indonesian sounded incredible. And I was tempted to think, oh man, I'm never going to be able to do as good as this guy. But the thing is, I've only been doing it for 3 months and some of these people have been living in the country for many years. So it's an apples to oranges comparison. Always remember that your story isn't their story. You can do this. You only need to work against yourself and to be slightly better than yesterday. So I hope that helps you. And as always, you can get a lot more encouragement if you join my coaching program, where, like I said, we do share our struggles as well as our successes. And that really helps you relate to other people. So make sure to check that out at languagehacking.com/BC for our bootcamp. I hope to see you there. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.